All right, good morning. We're on Daf Chet, and we're starting at the top of the Amud. Because we're the new sugi over here. And we're now starting to get into a little bit more into Shechita. Okay? A little bit of Shechita, and we're going to have a little bit of Basar v'Chalav on there along the way. Interesting halacha. So the Gemara starts, Amar Bizeira, Amar Shmuel. Liben Sakin v'shachat ba Shechitato k'sheira. Right, so if a person takes a knife, Rashi says he liben ba'ur, right? He put it in the fire, the laben. You know, there's libun. And we talk about kashrut, we all know Pesach, right? So you come into kashrut stuff. So one of the ways you do it, you do libun, or you kashrut a stove, or a frying pan, you torch it up in fire. Right, that's libun. So Rashi says libun ba'ur, right? Ba'ur, probably the right word. Libun ba'ur, right? If you burn it up, you burn up the light. What? Ba'ur, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ba'ur, right, ba'ur. Right, liben ba'ur. B'lashon chachamim, Rashi says, nikra libun. So if you liben something in light, in a fire, it's called libun. Chachamim call it libun. U'b'lashon ha'loazim, korin ba'ad motin. Okay, we don't have to write loazim now, we know libun. Right? So now, the chidush here, Rabbi Zaira says, now with Shmuel, if you torch up a knife, and then you shecht with it, the shechita is kosher. Now, what's the hava in here that's not kosher? Right, so look at Rashi quickly. Shechita kosher. Velo amar shreifa hu hizo. Velo shechita. So we're not talking about heating it up to cool it down, just to clean it. We're talking about heating it up and you shecht while the naf's torch boiling hot. Right, so he says, we don't say that it's called burning, that you burnt the animal to death. Right, velo shechita. Why? Chiduda Kodem lelibuna. Okay, this is a very important clown. So look at Rashi. What do you mean chiduda? The cutting, with the chidud, the sharpness, right? Slicing the neck of the animal comes before it has a chance to even get burnt. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Look at Rashi. Makdim umaher lachtoch. Right? He quickly cuts. Kodem shetichve habehema minaur. Before the animal's got a chance to be burnt by the fire. In other words, the knife, he's such a sharp knife, he slapped, you know, look at what I was about to do. I was about to go like this. I was about to slide the knife across my neck. Remember at the beginning of the year, I said to you that they used to, who was it? They used to fast, and whose Beit Midrash was it? And I told you on that day that in some, I remember that in some of his Beit Midrash, they used to, on the Chofetz Chaim, I think, used to fast before they learned Chulin, for that reason. Is because people are always showing on themselves. Like you kill, you slice. Yes, you need to fast so that God forbid you don't bring these things about. I literally about like slice across my neck. Anyhow, that's the idea, right? That the shechita is so fast that you haven't burnt the animal yet. Now we're going to see now why that's very important for the rest of the daf, the rest of the amud at least, right? We say the chidud comes before the burning. Because the Gemara says, wait a second, Vayiket studying. But that's beautiful. So the actual simanim, the veshet and the kane, the food pipe in the esophagus, you've managed to cut open before you burnt it. What about the sides of the animal, like the sides of the wound, right? Look at Rashi there. The sides, the knife, when the knife is hot on the sides, it's going to cut the sides of the meat, right? So the sides actually means the knife. Right, this vayiket studying the sakin, not just the sharpness of the blade. Kesher nichnas letoch achetech kodem shetishchat rova simanim, when the knife goes into the animal, so before it cuts the majority of the two simanim, right? He sorefet a simanim, it burns the simanim. But nimtzei chi nisrefet kodem shchita. Now we see that the far burning comes before the shchita. Shreveshet nekuvato b'mashu. You can pierce that windpipe. The kane is the windpipe. The vesh is the esophagus, the food pipe, right? The food pipe, he says, you can pierce it with just something, and it's ready trefa. With trefa kanekevu. And this burning is like making a hole. So if your nekev, if your veshet has got a hole in it, that's a trefa. The burning makes a hole. So why doesn't the burning create a trefa? Aira! Mani kolakavod. Mani said, don't give up on Ira. We said 32 years before there was a reason to get out of bed. Shkoa. Okay. Now. So the Gemara says, Haikas and Gemara said, no. Beit HaShchita Mirvach Ravach. Right, look at Rashi here. The Beit HaShchita, meaning the actual, the Simanim, Mitrachev, as you stick the knife into the animal to cut it, what happens is the blade hits the skin, and then the skin opens up and creates like a canal now. Right, as you penetrate the skin, it opens up. The blade goes straight into the simanim, right, and the sides open. You can imagine that they're being very held very tightly together by the skin. As you penetrate the skin, it opens up and causes like an opening. That's what the Rashi says, right? So over here, as the knife goes in, he saw mitrachev achetech mitzvah sakin mikan either side, ve'eno geya hasiman elechidudo shel sakin. And only the blade itself manages to get to the actual siman, to the veshet and the kane itself. So we see over here, the sharps of the blade opens up the skin, the sides of the knife don't get a chance to touch the sides, and therefore there's no burning hands, it's a kosher shechita. So the chiddushi of Shmuel, Rabbi Zeira, is that that burning hot knife is considered shechita, not considered shreifa. Okay, Gemara is like a zibayileo. Ask a question about Midrash. Liben shipud vehikabo. Now we're not talking here about shechita anymore. But just a person takes a shipud, like a skewer, burns it up on the fire, and then he comes to his friend, right, or good friends, but anyhow, to his chaver, and he hits him hard with this boiling hot skewer. Now the Gemara understands that shechin, right, that boils, that you can get shechin from a smack. If somebody hits you very hard with something, the mark that it leaves on your body can be a boil. Now, there are two things that are happening here. If you would take that skewer and just apply it quick, slowly to you, you'd burn. You have a burn mark. If he smacks you very hard, so the beating could cause a boil. Now the question is, what comes first when he hits you with that skewer? Is the heat hit causing the damage, or is the power, the effort of the hit causing the damage? So are you going to get a burn, or are you going to get a boil? And maybe they could both happen. And the question is, what do we consider, the first action or the last action? We're going to see how this is all going to tie up later on with a question we spoke about here of the knife. Okay. So liben shiput hikabo. So now, mishum shchin nidon or mishum michve nidon? Do we judge the guy now because he caused a boil, right, or because he caused a burn? So we're going to rely on Rashi's. There's some long Rashi's, but they're very informative. Look at Rashi. Mishum shchin nidon le'inyan negai. When we now bring to Beitin for damages, can the first lekaman shchin ba alidei chom. Shemitchamem machmat koach haka'ah. It says over here that the boil comes because of the heat, right? And how does it work? From the heat of the haka'ah, of the blow. So when you hit a person, the body heats up, Rashi's telling us, from the smite, and that response, the reaction of the hitting, causes shchin, a boil. Umichveh, and the burning, says Rashi, ba'a machmat ta'ur. So there's two heats over here. There's the heat of the blow. You punch a guy and the muscle warms up, and that causes the boil. Or there's the burning of the skewer, from the heat of the skewer, and that, right, and that causes a burn. So Rashi says, v'hacha de'ikat tarvayu. Now they're both of them, because you smack the guy very hard with a hot boiling skewer. So behind me naihu, on which do you judge him for? Right, so Gemara says, Lamai nafkamina. What do you really care? What's the nafkamina over here? Right, so Rashi says, Ba'ezit davar chaluk din michve mishchin tetibailach. He says, what is the difference between these two alochas over here that we need to know? What's the difference? Now, I'm speaking here about damages, but we're going to see that it's actually more than that. We're talking here about a kohen will come and look at your body and will see these marks, right? So he might think that you've actually got leprosy, right? Sarat, and make you tame. Okay? So we'll see that that's the guy. I don't know why I got into Nagai. I don't know where that, I think I saw the word nega here and it threw me off completely. But Nagai, we're speaking about leprosy, not monetary damages. Talking about that the damage that's caused to you, the Kohen will come and look and might not know. Even if it's Shechin or if it's a Mikveh, he's still going to send you out of the Machaneh for a week and put you into solitary confinement to see what's going on. But the Gemara says like this. What's the difference? The Ma'anachim, because we know, look here, Lichtetani, we see got a bright that says, Shechin or Mikveh, right? Whether it is a boil, right? Or a Mikvah. I was waiting for Mati to correct me, right? Shechin or Mikvah, Metam'in b'shavu echad b'shnei simanim, right? If you've got two simanim, the coin will nonetheless put you into confinement for 1 week. Right, what's the simanim? B'se'ar lavan, right? To see if there's white hairs, any of the white hairs, or pisayon, if it's spread. So those are the tests with Nagaim, right? So now, look what Rashi means. What does it mean, both of them? He says, look at Rashi, they mitam b'shavu echad. She'ein bahen hezger she'ni. There isn't a second week of confinement. K'mo she'katuv b'seit u'b'sapachat. In the other types, in Vayikra there, of the different types of negayim, there's a whole list. There with Sa'it and Sapachad, which is all the different types, there it says, B'shtei haskarot, she'im amad b'ina ve'lo pasa, shavu rishon mazgir to b'shnia, shema yifse v'yachritenu. There, on Sa'it and Sapachad, if the coin comes and looks, he puts you away for a week, and nothing's changed in that week, he puts you back for a second week into confinement. He says, baby, it's like a second week. V'abashchino michva, when it comes to these two types of signs, lo ne'mar ele hezger echad. There's only 1 week of confinement. Im amad be'einav b'shavu rishon. If nothing changed after the first week, shuv ein maskiro letamo ele potro v'olech. He doesn't put you back into the confinement for another week. He lets you go. So what do we care? Yeah. So what do we care if it's shchin or if it's michva? Makes no difference. It's the same thing. Both of them only have 1 week and not 2 weeks. So what's the difference? V'lamechil. So the Gemara says v'lamechil kana katuv. If that's the case, then why did Bechol Zot the Torah speak about Shechin and Michva separately? Why Lomar She'ein Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze? The reason why the Torah mentions them both is that we need a measure, an amount, a gris, right? Like I think it's about the size of a 2 shekel coin. That's a gris, if I'm not mistaken. It's almost a 2 shekel coin. I remember this from Nida days. Remember that Greece, I think, is two shekel coin, huh? So he says, and therefore, if you've got half a shekel, let's say 1 shekel size coin mark, which is a shchin, and 1 shekel, which is a michva, they won't join. You don't become tame. So that's the background. Now the Gemara talking about Tanya, ezeshu shchin, ezeshu michva, which is a shchin and what's a michva. Now he's like this, laka ba'etz, if he got hit with wood or even or a stone, right? I'm just seeing, okay, basically I skipped up some Rashi's there, but I explained it properly, as Rashi said. Sh'eim mitzvah, okay, shchin. Look at Rashi go through now a few of the, ezehu shchin, what is shchin? Rashi says, lashon chamimut, kamo shana shchuna, k'metagem Yonatan, chamumi, right? Ra'iti ur, Shechin, okay, so Shechin is to do with heat. So now, what is Shechin we're speaking about? If you got hit with an eitz or even, look at that, lakach be'even, look at Rashi says there, lakach be'even, hekau be'koach ha'even. He smacked you hard with a stone. It's the second, third, last narrow lines of Rashi. Afilu be'lo chabura, there's no bruise. Decho maka mitchamem ha'basar miyad l'daka. He says, anytime you hit somebody, the flesh heats up. Right, so all begefet. What's gefet? Gefet is, we know this from Hilchot Shabbos, right? That's the Mishnah in Shabbos, right? Shekira, what's it? Kira, shesikua, begefet, or that's right, that's, remember, if you've got an oven. So he says, the Rashi says, what's gefet? Shehit min yado bepsolet shel zeitim. It's like if you take the olives, you make fire out of olives and the pips, etc. So it's the leftovers. And it gets very, very hot. It maintains its heat. So if you hit a guy with gefet, or b'chamei teveria, right? Even with the heat of the hot water from Tiberio. Bechol davar shelo ba machmat taur. So that's what he's telling us here. This is the cloud. Shchin is something which you get hit with, of something which doesn't come from fire. Right? Latuye ever beikaro. Right? What's ever beikaro? He says here, Rashi, the very first wild line of Rashi, mimakom she'okrim ha'oferet, when they mine out the lead. Vucham, right? That source there, it's very hot. Zehu shchin. That's shchin. You hit with anything that's not fire. Ve'ezu michva, and what's a burn? Nichva bekakhelet, if he gets with from Russia's here, pecham shlokaba, coals, right? They have non-extinguished coals, or remets, eifercham, very hot ash, bekach shumulosh arvi, or gafsit, a type of a seed, like a limestone, right? Gafsit rotach, boiling, or bechol davar abamachot, or anything that was lit on the fire, la tuye chame haur, even anything that was hot, zui michva. Right? So the brightest, good information over here. So now we know the difference. Shchin is something which was hard, not hot, and not fire burnt. And michva is something which you were touched with anything was lit on a fire. And now, the brightest makes the difference. But Tanya, and we learned like this. Dan, please close the doors there. Shchin u michva, right? In now comes the question. Shchin u michva. You get shchin u michva. Im shchin kodem le michva. If the shchin came before the burn, so you got the boil before the burn, batel michvat hashchin, the boil annuls the burn annuls the boil. In other words, we look at it only as a boil. The michva, if the burn kodemet hashchin, then the shchin comes along and batel et hamichva and annuls the burn. So we see that we go after the last one. Look at Rashi over here, v'tanya. Right, the third wild lines of Rashi. V'tanya, shchinu michva, kulahu henech matnita mitzrichi hachalifushe mai tibaylach. We need this Mishnah, this bright over here, to explain to us what the question was. Right, the ha'bay d'le'el hachi. We asked the question, what was the question? Remember Rashi's giving us Rebbe Chazoria, the fourth line of the Amud, ibaye lehu. Ibaye lehu, liben shipud v'ikabu. God hit it up a shipud askew, and hit you. Eze hevil kodem lavo. That's the question. Which of the heats was the first one? Hevel ha-maka or hevel ha-ur? Was it the heat of the smiting, of the knock? Or was it the fire, the heat? V'nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Lichtetanya, the holchin achar ha-acharon. We're seeing now in this bright over here. We go after the last one. Tetanya, shchino michva b'makom echad, boto makob, shelaka rishon, laka b'shayni, boto garis atzmo. Boto gris, sorry, gris, the gris, that's the gris we spoke about. Right? So now we understand why this writer came to tell us, because we understand the question. So we've got a lot of information here. First we've got the question, what have we done the guy on a shchin or mechve? We've seen the difference between shchin, that shchin comes from anything that's hard, and mechve comes from anything that's heated up in fire. The writer tells us that you got shchin and a mechve. We see which comes first, and we go after the last one. So now the Gemara says, v'hacha echidami. So now our question, now we've got the information, in our question of the Bayalehu with regards to the skewer, what exactly is going on? So it's the Gemara says, Kagon, Dahabe Bay Chatzi Gris Shchin Miikara. The guy to begin with had a half a gris of a boil to start with. This is before his friend came along and gave him a clap. And then, Veliben Shiput, the guy who heated up the skewer, Vehikabo and smacked him. Venafak bay chatzi gris acher, and now he caused another half a gris. So now we've got a full gris. So now remember we said that the reason why the Torah mentioned gris and shchin independently was to tell us that we don't mitstaref. That you don't take a half a gris and a half a shchin and add them together and tell the guy he's tame, put him outside for a week in solitary confinement. So now the question is mine. What's going on over here? Maybe he had half a gris to begin with of a shchin. I remember shchin said there, that haichidami, have by chatzi gris shchin. He had half a gris of shchin. Shchin came from something hard, not hot. Now he's getting hit with something which is hot and hard. So now our question is as follows. Chavta kadim, right? Was the blow what caused damage first? Va'ati hevla. And then came the heat of the heated up skewer, umavatla lechavta, and now sort of undoes the blow. The blow from the effort would have caused shchin. See, if it was the blow that caused this extra gris, he started off with a half a gris of shchin. The beating would have caused another half a gris of shchin, and now he'd have a full gris of shchin. The guy would be tamei for a week. If we say that the heat came after the blow, and the heat annuls the blow, so now the other half is caused by the heat. It's now a michva. If it's a michva, he's got half a gris of shchin, half a gris of michva. Right? You with me? Everybody with me? That's why we have to understand what the halacha is. Because v'tzura chitzoni, be looking at it from an external point of view, it might not be very different. But we're saying intrinsically, halachically, what is it? If we say that the makeh is knocked out by the hevel, then it's a michva. If we say that the hevel is knocked out by the makeh, then it's shchin. So that's why it's important to know what the halacha is, because we can't tell the difference just looking at it physically. Okay, let's carry on. V'havelei. Exactly, because if he started off with a half a gris of shchin, we know he had a half a gris of shchin. Now, if the hevel is what causes this knock, then it's also shchin. Then it's half a gris plus half a gris. He's got a gris. If we know halachically, that's not the knock, but it's the heat. We know the knock comes first always, and then the heat comes and knocks out the knock, so it's a half a gris of michva. Therefore, they don't mean staref, and he's not tamei. Okay? V'havelei, so now, umevatle lechavta. Therefore, v'havelei shchin or michva. So now he's got half a shchin and half a michve. And therefore, v'lo mitstarfin. Doesn't mean staref. Or deal with maybe no. Maybe hevle kadim. Maybe when you hit the guy with a hot skewer, it's actually the heat that first causes the damage. And the blow only comes afterwards. And that knocks out the hevel. And then he's got half a grisimi of shchin and a wooden mistake. That's our question. So that's why we have to know all this information. Because we buy lehu, do we deal the guy as shchin or mechva? So the Gemara understands you're speaking about a person who had half a gris of shchin, and now we need to know our shipud. When you hit him with it, does that cause shchin? Does that cause mechva? To know whether he's got a full gris or not. Let's try and solve this over here. Alright, let's try and solve it. It says, Toshma, we got a brighter. That may be Zayr, I'm a Shmuel. It was actually a brighter. Because Shmuel is the Amorai. Right? That may be Zayr, I'm a Shmuel. Liben Sakin. If you, we start off at the very beginning, right? That's where we brought the aloha here. At the very first lines of the Amud. I'm Rabbi Zayr, I'm a Shmuel. Liben Sakin b'shachat. Right, shachab hashchato k'shayra. Why is it kosher? Chiduda kodem lelibuna. What did we say at the very beginning? Why is it kosher shchita when it's a boiling hot knife? Because the chidud, the cutting open, which in our case over here is actually the makah, right, comes before the libun, the burning. So what do we see? Alma chavta kadim. We see the blow, the smiting, comes before the heating. And therefore, we can say it's the blow. And if it's the blow, we know the blow causes shchin. And if it causes shchin, it's taref to the other shchin that he had. There's the answer. The Gemara says, no. Chidud shani. The chidud of Yad, the book of Rashi here, Alma. Right at the bottom there, 1, 2, 3, fourth last lines before it gets very wide. Alma chavta kadim, va'ati hevla, umevatele. Sorry. Other way around, I apologize. So other way around. Right, so that's why you got to see Rashi. You see, that's why you can't skip Rashi. What? Chavta kadim. Sorry. I'm right. Right. Koach. Sorry. I'm right. Koach haka kadim lahere lo laadam v'habe shchin v'ate hevel haur haacharon umevatelei v'habelei michve v'lo mitstaref b'hadei chatzi gris kamed v'habelei shchin v'michve. But still, it's the other round to what I said. Right. Al mechavta kadim, the chavta comes first. If the chavta comes first, the shchin comes after. The michva comes afterwards, and we learn.
It's not the next case.
It's this case. Chavta kadim, koach akah kadim le'arealul adam b'have shchin v'ate hevel ha'ur acharon u'mevatelei, and the hevel is mevatel the makah. V'have le'michva, and then it's a burn. V'lo mitzaref b'hadei chatzi gris kabbalah. That's definitely this one. So yeah, the Gemara said, wait a second, maybe chilul shani. Why is chilul shani? The mitoch shu chad ein hevel ha'ul shebo chazak v'chatichato kadam levlo. The Gemara says, no, it is the outcome is like I said to begin with, but for a different reason. Well, Havamina is that the Chidud Shani, that the Makkah comes first and therefore the Hevel comes last. The Gemara says, no, in this case, because it's so sharp, the Hevel afterwards doesn't have that effect. It's only the Makkah, and therefore it is the Shechin, and therefore it would be Mitztaref. That's the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara says, okay, we can't prove anything here from this case, because here we're talking about a very, very sharp knife. So the Gemara tries again. Toshma. Liben shipud v'ikabo, another case, a guy heats up the shipud and hits him. Nidon mikshum makat esh. We see over here that what do we deal? We say nidon mikshum makat esh. Now makat esh is a mikvah. Al mechavta kadim, right? Therefore chavta kadim. So we want to prove it again. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove it here either, like we wanted to just try and prove a second ago. If the chavta comes first, right, then the hevel comes afterwards. Va'ati hev, look at Rashi, va'atele. So therefore, it's no mitzaref. We've got a shechin and a mikvah. So now we can prove the answer in a different way around. The chavta comes first, and he has with the shipud, not with the sakin. Right, there we said there with a knife. Here we're saying with the shipud. The shipud's not sharp like a knife. So you can't give me the same answer of chidud shani. It still can't prove it. Why? Because he says over here, hatamnami, the bars they mivraz, the hainu chidud. It is the same as chidud. What's mivraz? If you've got likute rashi on your daf, look at the very last likute rashi on the amud there. Mivraz, litchov, right? It's very sharp. And you stab it in. Look at rashi, the regular rashi. The bars they mivraz, shelo ekau bekoach, he never hit him, ele dakru, he stabbed him with the shipud. And yeah, there's no hitting at all. There's only hevel. So that's why you can't prove from this particular case of the shipud. Aval, says Rashi, hekau, the ikah chavim, in the case where you would hit him, where there was a beating first, ema daha hava batra. The beating would have come after the heat, umevatel hevla, and then if the heat is mevatel by the beating, the beating calls shchin, and you would have a mitzaref, you would have a full gris. That's how he answers over there. Right? That's the answer. So the Gemara seems, the maskana seems to be that the hevel comes first and the beating comes after, and therefore, in a case like that, you would have mitzaref and the guy would become tameh. Sit him out for a week. Okay. Shkoch. New sugya now. But still with shchita. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Barabua. Sakin shel avodat kochavim. Look at this, like mind-boggling. A knife of avodat kochavim mutar lishchot ba. You can use a knife for shchita. Now look at Rashi Avia. What is this knife of an avodat kochavim? The very, very first, very wide lines of Rashi. Shel avodat kochavim, shemeshamshim ba korbanot shel avodat kochavim. Using it to give for korbanot, for shchita of an animal sacrifice to avodah zorah. And nonetheless, says Rashi, va'asura b'hana'a. You can't get any hana'a from it. K'namun b'sechel avodah zorah. Right? Avod ta'avedun et kol ha'mekomot. What does it mean? B'keilim shishtamshu avodah kochavim. The pasuk is speaking specifically about keilim, vessels which are used for avodah zorah. You can't get hana'a from it. So how come you can do it for shchita? This is an amazing concept. Shchita is not hana'a. You got it? Look at this. Look at the Gemara, back in the Gemara. So he said over here, we've got Rav Nachman said Rav Rabua, Sakin Shalom Kochavim, Mutar Lishchot Ba, Va'asur Lachtoch Ba Basar. But once you've shechted the animal, you can't use it to cut up meat. What? So that's already Hana'a. So now the Gemara says, Mutar Lishchot Ba, why can you use it for Shechita? Mekalkelhu. Shechita is Kilkul, is actually causing damage. Look at Rashi, this is unbelievable. Look at this Rashi, the second very wide lines of Rashi. Why is it Mekalkel? V'ein zo hana'a. This is not called hana'a. Why? Shebechayeha hayu damea merubin milach ha'shchita. He says the animal's worth more alive than dead. Right? Why? Shebechayeha he omeret l'shoshadim. You can do three things with this animal. Legadel levladot. You can use it to what do you call it? How you say it, like in English? To have more animals, to breed. Right? Ula charisha, and you can use it to plow. Ula achila, and you can use it for food. So you've got more scope with a live and on a dead animal. So that's why it's not called hana shchita. But nonetheless, asulach tochba basar. Right? Why? Because that's called metaken. That's called fixing the Rashi asulach toch. Metakenu, the chiban de shachta. Once it's already been shechted, lahachi kaima. This is its purpose now. So enachinami, we prefer a live animal to a dead animal. But once it's dead, chopping it up is now called metakein, because that's what it's there for. Abba Rava, so now Rava says like this. Pa'amim she'ashochet asur b'mesukenet. Sometimes shchita might be asur. You know, we just said a second, you can shecht. Now when, says Rava, would shchita be asur? B'mesukenet. With a mesuk, what's a mesukenet? Look at Rashi, yeah? An animal who's going to die soon. If you don't shecht it, it's a nevela. If it's a nevela, you can't get any hana from it anymore anyhow. If you shecht it, you can eat it. So now shechita now becomes tikkun. No longer kilku, but metakein. And that's hana. And sometimes, says Rava, right, u'mechatech mutar, and chopping up the animal might be mutar. Why? Ba'at made the kaimin le kurbana. Look at Rashi here. Yeah? With parts, he says the second last lines of Rashi, netachim tovim yarech v'katef v'chazeh. You've got good pieces there, right? The thigh and the shoulder and the chest. The kaimei le shulchan doron la adam chashuv, which you want to give to an important person as a gift, right? Do we know those are the parts you give to the coin as a gift as well, right? So those are the pricey and the pieces of the animal. And what happens? Now you chop them up. They no longer use them anymore. So in this case, your cutting up was kilku, not metakein. So Rabbi says, it's not a hard and fast rule. As a rule, we say shchita is kilku and chituch is tikkun. But there could be cases where shchita is tikkun and chituch is kilku. That's what Rabbi says. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second here, yeah, I don't understand. Why are you telling me over here that nonetheless, says Rav Nachman, that a sakin shlavodat kochavim mutar lishchot by? How can that be? V'teipuk lei mishum shimnunit isura. Why are you allowing me, right, to do the shchita? You should have said quite simply that this should be asur, right? Why should it be asur, right? Why are you telling me hana'a? Tell me that it's asur from the what do you call it? The shimnunit, the fats. Right? Not because of tikkun. Tell me it's asur because it's got meat on it. You know, he hasn't got a kasha necessarily over here, I don't think, on the actual shchita. Right? He's got his kasha over here is on tikkun. So the Gemara's answer is no, we're talking about a chadasha, a new knife. Right? Rashi says, yeah, shelochatchu ba'me'olam. And therefore, we aren't too worried about the fats of the animal. So Gemara says, chadasha? What do you mean a chadasha, a new one? How does that make any sense? If it's new, what's the obvious question if it's new?
It's not a
bonazora, exactly. Look at the Gemara, says Aviyah Chadasha. Look at Rashi there. Amay mit asher mishum avodat kochavim. Why is it asher avodat kochavim? Taha hai sakin lav avodat kochavim atzmihi. It's not an avodat kochavim. Ele mesham shalakim. Maybe you use it for tishimush. And now the Gemara says, I'm back in the Gemara, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Akiva, they both say over there in Masechet Avodah Zorah, mesham shavodat kochavim hai, and it's only like a meshamesh, a second level, and these things are not asur until you actually use them. So why is it asur? So Gemara says, no, Ibad Aimer de Pasak Bay Gavza Gavaza. I think that's the way you pronounce that word. The Pasak Bay Gavaza Avodat Kochavim. Rashi says, yeah, Chatichot Eitzim. Maybe you have used them, chop up wood for Avodah Zorah. So you haven't really used it for animals. There's no shim, there's no meats or fats or oils on it. Trafers, but you have used it mamish for avodah zorah. V'ibad ema b'yeshana. We speak about an old one which has been used for Avodah Zarah already. Shelibne ba'ur. But you burnt it up in the for the fire. You did libun. And therefore, you basically got rid of all the fats. See that Rashi there? Okay, so now we've got a bit of background. Now the Gemara brings a kasha over here, right? We've got over here a machloket amoraim. It's like it's itmar. Remember, itmar as a rule introduces a machloket amoraim, right? Not always, but as a rule. Hashochet besakin shel ovdei kochavim. You now use a knife of an ovid of avodah zarah to do shechita. Rav amar kolef. Rabbi Barbar Chana Amar Mediach. What are they thinking about here? Rav, they say like this, use the knife for Shechita. We say the Shechita is a kosher Shechita, right? But according to Rav, you've got to take the actual area where you did Shechita and you've got to cut off a bit of the meat right around the space where you did the Shechita. That's called Kiluf, right? Normally like a Kedei Etzba, like a finger area. Rav doesn't say that here, but it says here Kolef. Beit HaShechita, the area of the Shechita, b'nei she'bal'a shivna sasaki, because there the meat, actually in that area of the neck, where you shechted it, it did bolei, absorb some of the fats, the traces of the knife. So we allow the Shechita, because it's kilkul, but we still choshesh that bit of the meat there might have absorbed traces, therefore slice off a bit of the meat around the Shechita area. That's what Rav says. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, don't slice off, just make diach, just wash it. Right, Rashi is b'mayim. Now the Shita Mekubetzer over here, if you look at the Aleph, he says in Nirva and I, the Nusach Acher B'Sfarim Yeshanim, in the other Nusach, he says, Mediach b'mayim et Beit HaShechita. Right? He says, actually clean that area of the Beit HaShechita with water. He says straight, right? Roteach u'boleah basar shirin anirbak bo b'dafne ha'sakin. With boiling water, it seems to be. U'boleah basar, it sort of absorbs from the sides. So now the Gemara is like this. What is the machlok between Rav and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana? Why does the one say kiluf and the one says wash? So the Gemara says maybe they were higher kiluf. This is the machloket. The Mar Savar Beit HaShechita. The Hagor HaBach changes this a little bit around, which makes a bit more sense. You see the same version as Rashi, that Roteach comes first, boiling comes first. And then in the second line where it says Roteach, it becomes Tzonen. If you look Rashi as well, Rashi first says Beit HaShechita Roteach, and then he says Tzonen. You see that? So he changes the order around. So the Haggad reads it like this with Haggad Abach. The Mar Savar Beit HaShechita Roteach. Rav, why does he say Kiluf? Because he says that at the time of the Shechita, from that cutting, right, the area of the Shechita burns, it becomes boiling hot. And therefore, you need to do kiluf. Look at Rashi says, the Beit HaShechita Roteach v'bala, and absorbs. And that explains why you have to actually do kiluf. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, Beit HaShechita Tzonen. The Beit HaShechita is not hot, it's cold, and therefore, it doesn't do no bliya. Look at Rashi, the Tzonen. It's not hot enough to actually absorb any of the fats off the knife. We still need a bit of washing. The fats of the knife, from the trephas, do come onto the skin. It says there is fats there because it's impossible to shecht without a bit of the trephas fats from the other animal remaining on the body. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the Machloket. Lo, the Kule Alma, Beit HaShechita Roteach. Everybody says, there's nobody who says that Beit HaShechita isn't boiling hot. The Shechita causes heat in that area of the animal. Right? So what's going on over here? Ma'an Amar Kolef, that's Rav, Shapi. That's the right answer to the Gemara. U'ma'an Amar Mediach. Right? In other words, you've done beautifully. Ma'an Amar Mediach, and Rabbi Bar Bachan, who says, just wash it. What's his story? What's his Svara? He says like this, Aidi, the 3 days simanim lafukedam lo bale. He says since the simanim, the windpipe and the esophagus are so busy, what are they busy doing? Expunging blood. In other words, they aren't able to absorb because the whole process is blood flowing out. So when blood's flowing out, it almost even washes out the traphas. Therefore, just washing it with water is good enough. That's the exactly. They've got no time to absorb. They're busy throwing up blood, right? And Ikad Amri, right? Look at Rashi. They treat it sakanim. Klomar b'hot saat damem asokim v'lo b'bliya. They're busy expunging blood, not absorbing things. That's the first answer. And Ikad Amri, the kula am the barashkid tzore. And another answer is no. You know what? Everybody agrees, both Rav and Rav Bar Chana, that the area is actually cold, right? But mind, Amar Meidi Achshapir. And therefore, Rav Bar Chana, who says just wash it, that's fine. And mind, Amar Kolev and Rav, who says you got to do klifa. What's his svara? Agav duchke de sakin. It's an important term. We're gonna come across a lot because it's an important term in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. Duchke de sakin means the blade, right? When you press down that blade by forcing the blade into the meat, right? Bala. It causes absorption. Look at Rashi here. Duchke de sakina. It's almost in line with the Gemara. It's right across. Duchke de sakin. Shemeshaf shafor be basar be dochak. It's like, you know, when you take sandpaper and what's the term you use in English? Like to rub sandpaper? Meshaf shav, rubbing, right? Rubbing, I think, right? Says from the rubbing with that pressure, bala, it causes the absorption. V'chevan delo ifsik hilchata v'isura doraita. So Rashi says, and since we don't know what the real logic is, a machloket yamurai, and there's no hard fast klal, right, to paskin halocha, and it's a isur doraita, avdina lechumra. We go lechumra, and Rashi tells us, yes, if it's the first time we're in this, the kaimen, we got a klal. Bashel Torah, when it's a safek of a halacha from the Torah, halach achar hamachmir, right? Umikol makom lechatchila lo yishchol. He says, nonetheless, you shouldn't use such a knife lechatchila. Now look at this. This is amazing. Remember we had in our Gemara a few daf ago, where they, at the very beginning, the very first sugi on the daf, we said akol shochti v'shlan dan kshayra, and then he said v'kulan sheshachtu, and we had a machloket there. We said why did the Mishnah start off with a lechatchila and then change gear into a bedieved? Remember that? Remember? Anybody remember? Right? So here Rashi says that lechatchila you shouldn't do shchita. Why? Because what was this machloket here? It says itmar hashochet besakin shel avodei kochavim. Rashi says the hashochet kamar. And hashochet is a lashon bedieved. Hashochet is a guy who did do shchita. What's the din? It doesn't say shochet besakin shel avodei kochavim that you can do shchita lechatchila. It's saying that if you did do shchita with such a knife, what would the halacha be? So Rashi is telling us two things here. He says, firstly, it's a machloket without a psika. We don't know what the halacha is. It's a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So we go to chumra. And second, he says, the chatchila don't do it because you can see that the whole nature of the discussion is a bedieved discussion, not a lechatchila discussion. Okay. New question over here, right, while we're on this. Sakin treifa. If you've got a treifa knife now, not avod a zora, but a treifa. Look at Rashi there. Sheshachak bar treifa. You shechted an animal, and you realized after you killed the animal that it was going to die within 12 months, and therefore was a treifa, and therefore you couldn't use it. Had a hole in the lung, or a hole in the brain, or whatever the case was. Plige bar Rav Acha bar Ravina. Here we've got a machlokes in Rav Acha and Ravina. Now, you did the shechita, right? Now, what do we do? Chadamar b'chamin. We're talking now about the knife, not about the animal, because the animal is a treifa. Right? Sakin treifa. Right? You shechted a treifa, and now you've got this knife, and you want to use the knife to shecht a new animal. It's not a treifa. Okay, so chadamar b'chamin, chadamar b'tzonein. And the Gemara says, v'hilchata afilu b'tzonein. Here we see a psak halocha. So now, look at Rashi there, b'chamin, chadamar b'chamin, tzarich lahagila l'sakin, you've got to sink, soak the knife in duhagala, right, in boiling hot water, mipnei, right, that's chamin, mipnei shebala shimnunit ha-treifa, absorb the fats of this treifa. And the one says, no, tzonen is good enough, cold water is good enough, why? Kesava b'rashchita tzonen, because he says, like we saw previously, that maybe the b'rashchita, where the actual area of the shchita is cold, and therefore didn't cause blia, v'lo bala sakin, the lo nitchamein, because it never got hot, and the absorption is caused through heat. What's troubling you, Manny? Nothing? Oh, no sugar. I can't help you with that. Okay. I'm not sure I can help you with the Gemara, but I definitely can't help you with that. Okay. Right. So he says over here, right? The Gemara says, Alocha. Even if you look at Rashi, the Hilchta Afilu Betzonein, the Gabay Sakin Shel Heterhu. The Pasak Hilchta Leheteira. And Rashi says, be careful. We're only speaking here about a knife for Heteira. The law itzar beblia zo, it wasn't asked from this belia, the kashehu livloa ela al yedei reticha, unless it was boiling, and here it wasn't boiling. Aval, says Rashi, gabe sakin de isura shel ovdei kochavim. The aloha here, we speak about, remember we started off, we said, itmar ashochet besakin shel ovdei kochavim. And there we said that we didn't pass an aloha, and Rashi said we go luchumra. Here we're passing an halacha. Rashi is saying, be aware. This halacha is only with regards to a treifa with a kosher animal, and not a avodah zorah. Right? And below, he says, aval gabesakin di yisur shlodei kochavim beplugted la'el, lo pasak. There, they never had a pasuk. A psak halacha, sorry. Mibnei sha'asakin asura, because the knife there is asur to begin with, v'habasar rach livloa. And the meat itself, the kosher meat, is soft to absorb. So there we are passing off. We're passing off only here with a treifa, which is the kosher animal to begin with, and the knife, etc. It's nothing to do with it. Now look at the Gemara as follows. What do you have to do? You've either got to, depending on which side of the machloket, what we said here, wash it, do hagali in cold water. The Gemara said, Ika belaita de parse le michpere, lo tzarich. Look at Rashi, belaita de parse le michpere. If you've got a chatichat, beged yeshana, like old fabric. Right, shelvilon, the meshitim with edging like of a curtain, like an old curtain or a tablecloth or old piece of fabric, kasher, which is hard material, not soft material, right? V'yafe lekaneach, and you can clean with it. Do that; that's good enough. Rashi says, "Blaita chaticha bluya, like a wasted piece. Don't use a new fabric. Don't take your fancy curtain. If you like an old piece of fabric which is hard, then you could do it lemichpres says Rashi lekancho to clean it. Okay." So we see that just you need to basically clean the knife. You don't have to worry too much about any blia or anything like that. Right, the Gemara says, Uleman de Amar b'chamin ma'atayma. So now we see two sides to the machloket. Now we're analyzing the machloket. The first person who said you actually do it in hot water, what was his svara? He says, Mishum de Kabbalah Yisura. So he says, what was his reason? Mishum de Kabbalah Yisura. Look at Rashi on the bottom there, the fourth, last narrow lines of Rashi. What was his svara? Mishum the Kabbalah. Shimnunit de treifa. Aval ablia dam lo chayish. We aren't worrying about the actual blood. Sha'asakin kasher, because the knife is very, very hard. V'ein dam nimriv lo ele shimnunit. And only the fats are absorbed in the knife, not the bloods. Shinivlat b'ein barach b'ein b'kasher. Right? That doesn't make a difference. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. The heteira nami bala ere minachai. But now, wait a second. If you're telling me we've got a problem with the treifa, I shechted a treifa, and now that knife absorbed. But isn't it, even if I shecht a regular animal, now the every minachaya is not necessarily every minachai, because you don't shecht an animal at the back, shecht an animal from the neck. But what the Gemara is saying over here is, when you shecht an animal before it's completely dead, right? There's treifa parts of that animal as well. For example, the shuman, you can't eat. There are parts of the animal that you can't eat, right? Parts of the animal are treifa as well. So why don't we say that as the knife slides through the neck of the animal, before the shechita is a complete shechita, it becomes boleya, it's boleya, also other parts of that are treifa, even in a kosher animal. I think that's the Gemara's question, as I understand it. Says the heteira, when you're shechting a heter, look at Rashi here, the very first wide lines of Rashi, kishachit ba behema, right, kishach ba behema kesheira, nav'ei hagala, you should also need hagala, why? Daha bala shimnunit ebi minachai, kodim gemar shechita, it's all flowing through the animal, and you've got some of this treifas in the bloodstream, and therefore that knife also absorbed that. Was it, wait a second, emat bala. When does a knife boleya? When do we say that it absorbs? Lechi chayma, when the animal gets hot. And eimat kechayma, when does it get hot? Lechi gamre shchita, only at the end of shchita. Aye, this time, ahi shate heter, it's already a heter. It's already mutar. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, HaTabach Tzarich Shlosha Sakim. This is interesting. He says, yeah, a tabach, yeah, I think the tabach here means a sheichet. Right? Or a tabach is a guy who's a butcher, really, probably the better word. A butcher. He says the butcher also does the shchita, and then he cuts up the animal, etc., etc., etc. So a tabach needs three knives. He says, yeah, he brings, yeah, right? Amar Rav, a tabach tzarich shlosha sakinim. Achat sheshochet, but one to the shchita, v'chat shemechatech v'basa, one which chops the meat up afterwards, cuts into pieces, v'chat shemechatech v'chalavim. And the other one which we'd call trabering, right? Like he cuts out all the non-kosher parts of the animal out of it. So why do we need three? Look at Rashi there. Echad sheshochet ba, v'lo yachtoch ba v'dam acher, she lo tivgom v'titkak. We want one knife, that we can understand. We want one knife which is just for shchita. Why? Because we want a knife that's perfectly looked after any damage in the knife, because the shchita knife has to be perfectly sharp. And sometimes you'd use it, right, to do things, and therefore you cause a knife would be kosher. One, and then for chelev, limkor bashuk, you want to cut out these chelavim and sell them to the goyim, right? So the Gemara says like this. But nitkan nechada, now the chada over here, nitkan chada, the chalavim ulebasa, Rashi says. In other words, we understand that you have to have one for shchita. But the other two, which is for cutting our meat and doing the trabering of the chalev, let's have one knife. Why make the guy three? Have two. One for shchita and one for this. V'lichtoch by basa, then first cut the meats, and then hada lichtoch by chalev, and then do the chalev. So once he cuts the meat first, it's a kosher knife. And then he can worry about the chalev. Then he can kosher the knife again and go through the same process. But he's always doing the kosher work first. Well, says, no, why not? Gzera shebi yachtov chalev yachak basa. He might make a mistake. So he says, wait a second. Hashtanami, michlaf lay kevin is truch a tray. Even if he's got two knives, he can make a mistake. Sometimes use the one, sometimes use the other. There's no guarantees. Moses no it lay a kaira. He makes a siman on them, and therefore doesn't Marashi says Oseba Siman. Vam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Hatabach, Terich Shnei Kelim Shomayim. He says as well, not only does he need two knives, but he needs two pots of water. Echad shemediach po basar, v'chad shemediach po chelev. Because you have to wash the meats and wash the chelev. Once again, we need kind of chalev, need echad po basar, v'chad shemediach po chelev. We need to do this, only have one. And first do the meat, the kosher meat, and then do the chelev. No, gzer shemediach chalev, v'chad basar. He might mix it up. Hashtanami, michlef ha'ila, he says, but so too over here, michlef ha'ila, kevan yishuk ha'chad. Even if you've got two, he might mix them all up. He says, na ita hekeira, let's end off over here.